Blog Talk Radio.
My heart.
Welcome you to the Pastor Sheila Hameen Show. And on tonight, we would like your attention to go to our annual Sunday School Convention, which is through our headquarters church, but our Southern District Church, Grace Temple Church of God, will be hosting the meeting. So we're going to switch over now while the service is in progress right now. And we invite you to enjoy the Lord and enjoy the service. So hold on right now. We're going to make the switch. Praise be to God. Thank God for all of you for tuning in tonight. So bear with me while I get that conference and merge it over tonight. I'm dialing the number now. And right now they're in the middle of prayer.
In the name of Jesus, look on the sick tonight, God. We ask that you will heal tonight, Lord. Heal and make every way whole, Father. Remember those that are in the hospitals. Touch right now, God. Jesus, let your will be done, Father. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, bless everyone on the line tonight. Every listening ear tonight. Meet every need, God. We know you're able according to thy will, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we ask you to look on our leaders today, one by one and name by name. Continue to bless them, grant them strength and keep them, God. Anoint and re-anoint them to do thy will and to lead thy people. In the name of Jesus, oh, God, continue to bless our general Sunday school superintendent. Father, continue to have your way in the life of the world. Continue to anoint them to do thy will and to teach your word, God. Help us to learn thee evermore, God. In the name of Jesus, continue to crown us with wisdom and knowledge and understanding that we may better serve thee, O God. Have you turn away. Bind every work of darkness, every work of the adversary. Bind it up right now. In the name of Jesus, destroy the works of the devil. We know you're evil, Father. Look on the bereaved families everywhere. Oh, God, the sick and the shut in, we pray for them right now. Continue to comfort, strengthen, and keep. Save, heal, and deliver. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Father. Thank you for all that you've done. Thank you for all that you're going to do. Thank you for your mighty acts. We say thank you, Father. Thank you for your excellent greatness. In the name of Jesus, have you torn away. Continue to anoint the speak of the hour that they may do thy will and preach thy gospel. And we'll give thy name the praise. We'll glorify thy name eternally. We ask these and all blessings of thee. In the name of the Father and of the Son and of the eternal Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank God.
Oh, thank you, Lord God. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord, for prayer, because we lift our hearts and minds to God through prayer. We now have our opening scripture by missionary Linda Kitt. Missionary Kitt. Oh, I'm not sure if Missionary Kitt is on the line.
I'm here. I'm sorry. I'm here.
Okay.
Unmuted.
Psalms 121. That's Psalms 121. I will lift up my eyes unto the hills, from whence comes my help, from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. He will not suffer thy foot to be moved. He will keep thee. He will not slumber. Behold, he that keepeth Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. We thank God for Psalms 121, verses 1 through 8. May God add a blessing to the reading of his word.
Okay, we praise the Lord. Thank the Lord for the reading of the scripture. And we're going to have a short devotional period. And I'd like to open our devotional period with a song. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Victory, victory. We will sing and shout the victory. When we all see Jesus, we will sing and shout the victory. Praise the Lord, saints. So we have a little space now. If you'd like to give your testimony, tell what the good things that God is. It's open to everyone.
Praise the Lord. I truly give praise to God tonight, who is the head of my life, and then to our president, Pastor Jackson, to our vice president, Pastor Marshall, amen, to Mother Tyler, the superintendent, to all our elder pastor ministers, everyone that's online, the songs, that when we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing there will be. Amen. Truly, I'm looking, amen, to go to heaven one day. Amen. I praise God for how he blessed and kept me through the course of another week. Amen. I thank God for our Sunday school convention. Amen. Praise God. I thank God for the people of God and for everyone, amen, that is on the line. Truly, the Lord is good, and he's so worthy that you be praised. Amen. I thank him most of all how he come converted me one day, sanctified me, gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost, and yet with a mind to run for my life, and I'm yet designed your prayers to continue to pray for me. God bless you.
God bless you.
I give unto God. Thank you, Lord. Pastor Jackson, to Pastor Marshall, to all the ministers, evangelists, everybody online. I thank God for this Sunday school convention. I thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God for you, Mother Tyler. Thank God for the people of God. I thank God for all things. I thank God most of all for converting me and finding me and giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost to spend my strength in the Lord. Sorry for the death.
God bless
you.
My pastor, each and every one of them. Mother Tyler, all on the line, we thank the Lord for being here. We thank the Lord for this 46th annual Sunday School Convention. Thank you, my Lord, because we may not be in Sunday School, but we are still being taught of the Lord. Glory to God, that's why we get those Sunday School books. We're still getting them. Praise the Lord, because the Word of God is in there. Glory to God, I just thank the Lord for Mother Tyler, for the Sunday School teachers, how the work of the Lord is yet going on. Lord God, God's word is not down, and we are not down. We're moving on in the Lord. Lord God, thank God most of all for converted my soul, how you sanctified me. Thank the Lord for has given me the precious gift of the Holy Ghost. And yet, running for my life in a time like this, and I truly can see you.
God bless you, Sister Ella Johnson. Just thank you, God, for the Sunday School Convention. Mother Tower, all the teachers, our pastors, our president, our vice president, just thanking God for being online tonight, even as Pastor Calloway was preaching last night, and he was just bringing this thought out. It's good that even though we're not together physically, but even the Southern District and the Northern District, how we can come together through these type of conference, these phone conference, and hear one another, where before we couldn't do this. So this it's a blessing that we can hear one another more now than we did before. So I just thank God for the Sunday Convention. Thank God for being a part of it. And I thank you all for converting me, sanctifying me, giving me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. Pray I go strong in the Lord.
It's a blessing for us to be here. It's a blessing for us to be alive. It's a blessing for us to be here. Blessed just to be alive. It's a blessing for us to be here. It's a blessing for us just to be alive. It's a blessing for us to be here. Blessed just to be alive. Yes, Lord. I do thank and praise the Lord for those huge words of that song. Man, it's a blessing for us to be here, even our respective places. I do give unto the Spirit of God to our president, vice president, mothers, to Mother Tyler, everyone on the line tonight. I just thank and praise the Lord for that song of praise that's been stated. It's a blessing to be alive. Thank and praise the Lord for me that's going on, but I can say, God, he continues to keep us. No goodness of our own, but I thank and praise God for his mercy.
Oh.
He is a blessing. In these last few days, also the song said, count your many blessings. Name them one by one. Count your many blessings. See what the Lord has done. God is doing great things. You know, we ought to be glad. I'm glad about it myself. Thank you, praise the Lord. I continue to touch me and take me through different afflictions. And I can say, truly, he is good unto me. And I'm grateful tonight for all that he is doing. Because I got a mind to go through, got a mind to hold on. I do desire you please continue to pray for me.
God bless
you. I want to thank and praise the Lord for being here. I want to thank and praise the Lord for everybody in their respective places. I want to thank and praise God for my pastor, Otis Smith. I thank and praise God for everything that he's done for me. I thank and praise God for my family, my husband. He has brain cancer, but it's okay. But I thank and praise God. As long as I trust in God, everything's going to be all right. Whichever way he takes it, it's going to be all right. So y'all pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
Giving God to my pastor, to Pastor Jackson, Pastor Marsha, Mother Tyler, to everyone online. Should I thank God for this Sunday school? Thank God for another day. There wasn't any problem to it. Thank for life, health, and strength. Thank you for the, you know, opportunity to hear each other's voice one more time online. Thank God for all he's done for me, what he's going to do by faith. Continue and pray my strength in the Lord.
Praise the Lord, saints. Are there any other testimonies?
Pastors, our leaders, our mother, our superintendent. I thank God for this meeting, this Sunday School Convention Revival. Now the Lord has already started us off this morning, blessing us. Glory to God in the service and even through the words of Evangelist Patricia Jones with the title. Topic is, your blessing is released. And I thank God for that. I praise God because that was a message of faith and inspiration. Glory to God. How that we can take hold of the Lord for whatever we need, even a blessing throughout this Sunday School Convention Revival. I always look forward to the Sunday School Convention because I learn more. Glory to God. I'm yet learning. Even through our Sunday school books, even reading the Sunday school lessons, we can still learn of the Lord. And I thank God for how the Lord has taught us down through the years, even for how the Lord gave our general overseer vision, glory to God, of the Sunday school convention. And I thank God for how the Lord is blessed. I praise God for the inspiration and wisdom through Mother Tyler. And I thank God for all of our Sunday school superintendents and our teachers, for everyone. And I thank God for how the Lord is blessing me and keeping me. Thank God for his healing virtue and delivering power. I yet praise him because I have a mind to stand fast and to do his will. Thank you for how he's converted me and sanctified me and given me the Holy Ghost. And yet looking for greater blessings of the Lord, I yet request the prayers of the saints.
Let it be real, real, real. Let it be real, real, real. Whatever you do for Jesus, let it be real, real, real. Let it be real, real, real. Whatever you do for Jesus, let it be real. Let it be real, real, real. Let it be real, real, real. Whatever you do for Jesus, let it be real. Praise the Lord. I thank God for being here tonight for this service. Give honor to the Lord, to our pastor, Pastor Jackson. Praise God to Pastor Marshall, Mother Marshall. Praise God to Mother Tyler, to all the Sunday school teachers, everyone in their respective places. I thank God for this service tonight. Praise God for the service on this morning. I tell you the truth, God blessed our souls. And praise God, 46 years. Amen. Some of us are way older than 46, but we thank God that we can come together just one more time and give his name praise. Yes. Thank God because I know him as a savior tonight. Thank God because I know him as a keeper. Thank God because I know him as a healer. Thank God because I know him as a teacher. Praise God. He will teach us through his word. Thank God again for Mother Tyler. Praise God for everyone on the line. Thank God for coming to my life at an early age when I was 16 years old. How the Lord converted me, sanctified me, gave me the baptism of the Holy Ghost. I thank God for all things. I do need your prayers.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, saints. We give thanks to the Lord, to our overseers, all the pastors, all the mothers, Mother Tolley, Sunday school teachers, everyone on the line. Amen. Just thank God for this revival. Thank God for his goodness and his mercy. Thank God he's been blessed to keep me at a time like this. Amen. Let's thank God. Amen. Last month I went through a procedure. The doctor came back and gave me a good report saying that everything was negative. Thank God I continue to restore my health, continue to restore my body. Ask the saints continue to pray my strength to the Lord.
Praise the Lord.
I want to give honor to God. Thank God for Jesus, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Marshall, Mother Tyler, Elder Calloway, Assistant Pastor Calloway, my mother, Elder Mother Watson. I do thank God for just another day, how the Lord has spared my life. I thank God for this Sunday school convention that we all can get together and just hear one another's voice. You know, I thank God how the Lord came into my life and how he saved me and sanctified me through the truth, baptized me, filled me with his Holy Ghost and power. I thank God how God healed my body. I thank him, saints, because God is a good God. When I was having that COVID, how the Lord came into me and how he healed me, how I was able to breathe again, how he breathed into my nostrils. You know, I thank God for that. I thank God for his mercy. When I couldn't help myself, I couldn't do anything but just sit there, and how the Lord just was there with me all the time, how you could just look outside and see what was going on, but you couldn't hardly get up to do anything because I was so short of breath. But, saints, I just want to let you know I thank God for whatever the Lord done for me, how he healed my body, how he gave me a chance, even while I was sitting there, just to think on him more and more and to let you know God is real. Like that song was said by Evangelist Jones, let it be real. God is real. He's a real God. He's not a dead God. He's alive. I know it for myself that the Lord does live. I'm just asking all of y'all just to pray my strength in the Lord.
I give honor to Spirit of the Lord, to my leaders, Pastor Jackson, Pastor Marshall, to everyone that's on the line tonight. I just thank God for just being able to be a part of this. Thank God for another Sunday school convention. I just thank God even for how he made me a Sunday school teacher. And I just thank God, and I count it as an honor and a privilege to be a Sunday school teacher of God, teaching God's word. And that's living proof that God can use anybody that he want to use. So I just thank God. I just thank God for all things. He's been so good to me. He brought me up to this present time. He's been blessing me day in and day out. He brought me through 2020. I just thank God. That's a blessing within itself. I just thank God for all things. I thank him most of all for saving me one day, converting me, sanctifying me, giving me the gift of the Holy Ghost. I desire your prayer.
Praise the Lord. We do thank the Lord for all the testimonies, the glorious testimonies. And through the testimonies, the Lord encourages us many times through hearing each other's testimonies. We continue with the service. I'd like to call on missionary Karen Paldo for a solo.
Well, hold on, hold on. It will be all right. Oh, yeah. You're going in the morning. All you got to do is hold on. Hold on and dry your eyes. Oh, it will be all right. All right. It will be all right. Well, sorrow comes when you have to cry, and there are times where you won't ask why, but don't let go of the unchanging hand. But I guarantee my God will be there on time. Hold on, hold on, it will be all right. Until the morning joy comes in the heart. All you got to do is hold on, hold on, and dry your eyes, for it will be all right. Hey, it will be all right. Well, sorrow and there are times for you all, that's why. So let go of unshaven hands, and I guarantee my God will be there on time. Hold on, hold on, it will be alright. Somebody needs a note, joy comes in the morning. All you gotta do is hold on, hold on, and dry your eyes. So it will be alright. Oh, it will be alright. Well, just hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. No matter what it looks like, hold on, you'll make it alright. You'll make it alright. My God will fix it. My God will fix it. He'll make it all right. And don't worry, don't worry. It will be. Oh, don't worry, don't worry. It will be all right. Don't worry, don't worry. It will be all right. It will be all right. Hold on, hold on, hold on, hold on. No matter what it looks like, hold on, hold on,
hold on.
No matter how bad it seems,
hold on,
just hold on,
hold on.
My God will fix it. My God will fix it. He'll make it all right. He'll make it all right. Don't worry, don't worry. Be all right. Don't worry, don't worry, it will be all right. Oh, don't worry, don't worry,
it will be all right. It will be all right.
Oh, oh,
it will be all right.
Oh, oh,
oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord for such an encouraging song. Saints, we have to take this by faith. Everything will be all right. It'll be all right. This is where faith comes in. We'd like to call on Sister Danita, Missionary Danita Hose.
In times like these, we need a Savior. In times like these, we need an anchor. Be very sure. Be very sure. Your anchor holds. And grip the solid, that solid rock. In times like these, we need an anchor. In times like these, we need a Savior. Be there. Be sure, be very sure, your anchor holds and grips the solid, that solid rock. That rock is Jesus, he is the one. That rock is Jesus, the only one. Be very sure. Be very
anchor holds and grips the solid, that solid, that solid rock.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that song. The Lord Jesus, He is our rock. He is our foundation. And we can be very sure. We thank the Lord for the progress of the service thus far. Now I'd like to, our speaker tonight is Evangelist Mother Linda Diggs. We asked Evangelist Carolyn Jones if she would introduce our speaker, please.
Amen. Again, we thank God for the service. Amen. And as we turn our hearts and our minds toward the Lord and to the Word of God, amen, we know that God has a word for us tonight. Amen. God has something good to tell us, so we want to hear from the Lord. Praise God, and we thank God for our speaker tonight. Amen. One that can preach and will preach, and if you want to know about a flashback, she can tell you and preach about a flashback. At this time, we introduce to you none other than Mother Linda Diggs out of North Carolina. God bless you, Mother Diggs.
God bless you. Praise the Lord. We thank God for being here. We honor the Lord tonight and everyone that's on the line. Just thank God for this Sunday school convention. Thank you for His goodness and mercy toward us. So it's time to let us bow our head for a word of prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for this day. We thank you for this gathering. Thank you, Lord, for these young people. Lord, we pray that you send your word tonight. Send thy anointing. Bless our soul, Lord. Feed it with manna from on high. Have your way of them, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Praise God. Once again, we just thank God for all. Thank God for being here. Thank God for each and every one. Amen. And so this time we go to the Word of God. We go to 1 Peter, the 5th chapter, and the 7th verse. That's 1 Peter 5 and 7. It reads, "Casting all your care upon Him, for He careth for you." Here in the passage of Scripture, amen, it's sent to cast all your cares upon Him, talking about the Lord. Amen, for He cares for you. Amen, when you're casting something, amen, you're throwing it away or releasing it from yourself. Amen, you're getting rid of it. So here it's telling us to release our cares or our problems from us and give them to the Lord, for He cares for us. Amen, and we're in a time now when we all have some kind of care, some kind of concern, or some kind of issue. Amen. Things we're dealing with, things we're tolerating, we're experiencing, and we need to release them. Need to get rid of them. Need to give them to the Lord because He knows how to handle them. Amen. When you care for something or you're caring about it, you'll do something about it. You're concerned, and you'll try to provide for that need. You'll do something to lighten the load or to completely get rid of that need. Amen. We all know the story, amen, of the lady with the issue of blood. Amen. How she had it for 12 long years. Amen. We know the story of blind Bartimaeus. Amen. How he was sitting on the Jericho Road. Amen. He had a need. Lady bowed over for 18 years. Couldn't straighten up. She had a need. Amen. The man at the pool for 38 long years had nobody to put him in the pool. Amen. He had a need. Amen. The lepers had to live outside the city. Amen. They was unclean. They couldn't live within the city. They had needs. Amen. And they came to a point in their life that they got tired of the situation that they was in. They got tired to the point that they had tried all they know to do, and it wasn't working. They still had the problem. They still had that need. But they began to cast it on Jesus. Amen. My topic tonight is God cares. Amen. They began to give it to Jesus. Amen. Because they knew that He could do something about it. Amen. Not only did they cast it on Him, but they believed that He was going to take care of it. They wasn't worried about what they had to go through in order to get to Him. They wasn't worried about what people were going to say. They wanted to be delivered. They wanted to be rid of that situation. Amen. So they began to do something about it. Amen. And because Jesus is the man that He is, amen, he provided a solution for their need. Amen. He began to heal the lady with the issue of blood. Amen. She wasn't worried about having to press her way through the crowd. She knew, amen, that she wasn't supposed to be out there. She was considered unclean, but she wasn't worried about that. She was tired of the situation. She was tired of being in the condition that she was. So she went to do something about it. She had heard about this man called Jesus. So she went to him. She'd been to the doctor, but they won't answer. So she went to Jesus because she knew he could fix it. Amen. And he began to do the work. She just touched the hem of his garment, and immediately she was made whole. Amen. Blind Bartimaeus, he was on the road. Heard Jesus passing by. He couldn't see him, but he could hear him. He was tired of being blind. He wanted to see what everybody else was looking at. Amen. And he began to call out to him. He wasn't worried about them telling him to stop calling the master. You don't trouble him. Don't worry him. He wanted his need taken care of. Amen. The lady that was bowed over. Amen. She got to the point of her life knowing that she was tired of looking down at her feet. She wanted to see what everybody else was seeing. She wanted to see all things too. So she did something about it. Jesus saw her and told her to come there. He said, well, I'm going to die loose from this infirmity. Amen. When you get to the point where you're just tired of your situation, amen, you're tired of what you're dealing with, give it to Jesus. Cast all your cares upon him because he cares for you. Amen. There's sickness in the land. We're living in a time now. We're experiencing things that we have not come in contact with before. We've never been here before. We're in a new area, new land, new zip code, new everything. Because all of this is new to us. Amen. But the same God is still here. Amen. And we cast all our cares upon him. Amen. And he cares for us. Amen. He knows what we're going through. He knows what we're experiencing. Amen. He knows, amen, the burdens of our heart. Amen, because God cares. Amen, and God will come to your rescue. Amen, if you just give him a chance, give it to him. Release it from yourself. Amen. He said, I'll heal the land, and there is sickness in the land. Amen, COVID is not the only sickness. Amen, regardless of what it is, cancer, high blood pressure, low blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, or whatever it is, it's just a name for Jesus. That's all it is. It's a name to him. Amen, yeah. Depression is setting in on people. Amen. They're worried about one thing and then another. Anxiety is troubling their mind. Amen. But cast it to God. Give it to him. Let him work it out. He said he'd keep thee in perfect peace. He who mind is stayed on him. Trust God. Take him at his word. Amen. We know that God is the God of his word. Amen. We have witnesses, amen, to what God has done for them. Going through different situations. He delivered them out of them. Amen. The enemy is plaguing their mind. Want you to feel despondent. Want you to feel like it's going to be this way always. But it's not going to be this way. Amen. Amen. Job began to say, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. All the days of my appointed time, I'm going to wait till my change comes. Amen. A change is coming, saint. We got a change that's on the way. Amen. Amen. God is going to turn it around. Amen. Amen. But in the meantime, we got to cast all our cares on it. We got to stop holding them in and bottling them up. We got to release it and let go. Amen. Yeah. Because God is the only one that's going to fix it. He's the only one that's going to turn the situation around. Stop looking at the news, because all you hear is bad news. They're talking about COVID-19. They always tell you how many people died, how many people tested positive, but you don't ever hear them say how many lived or how many survived. They already got the negative side. They never give you the good side, and the devil feed that in your mind, because we know the God that we serve, that he is a healer. He began to say, I am the Lord thy God that healeth thee, and there's nothing too hard for God. Don't let negativity cause you to lose focus on what God can do and what God will do. God got the answer. God cares for his people. God is not going to neglect us. He's not going to let us be in want. He knows when to step in. He knows when to intervene. Stop looking around negative people. People are always looking on the downside. You can be up and run into somebody that got a negative attitude, and they'll bring you down. They'll have you feeling bad. They'll have you responded. Stay away from around them, because negativity is a bad thing. Negativity is a bad thing. Amen. But God cares for his people. And God is going to take care of us. Regardless of what the enemy tried to tell you, God is going to work it. And one thing about it, people were dying even before COVID-19 came into existence, and God was still healing. God is still delivering. He ain't lost no power. Cast all your cares upon him. We've heard the praise reports of how people was afflicted with this COVID-19 and how God brought them out, how God delivered them. God is not a God of respect to person, but we can't sit around with our head hung down, scared to do this. One of the Lord said, just give it to the Lord. Give it all to him. Turn it over to Jesus, and he's going to work it out. God cares for you. God's going to fix it for you. No matter what it look like and no matter what it seem like, God cares. God cares. God's going to fix it.
Yes,
amen.
Fix.
God know what he's doing.
Yes, Lord.
Amen, just like he did. Amen, with the lady. Amen, that will bow down. And then she probably said to herself, after the Lord said, woman, thou art loose from his infirmity. She knowing that when she stood up, she might have looked around from side to side and began to see all the things she had never seen before. Might have looked at the trees, looked at the building, and began to say, what in the world? What in the world is all of this? She was happy about it, knowing that. And God did it for them because they believed that God was able to do it. And the same God today, he's still on the throne. One thing about the man was at the pool. He couldn't get in there on his own. But one thing about it, he believed it. He kept going. Sooner or later, he was going to get healed. He didn't stop. He didn't worry about the situation. He didn't feel in his mind. They don't need me to keep going. I can't never get in there. But he was determined to be released.
Yes, sir.
That's what we have to do. We got to be determined.
That
we're going to be released.
That
is what it is. We're not going to be in the same situation forever. We're not going to be bottled up with a mask on forever. But for right now, that's what we got to do.
Yes,
but one thing about it, God ain't lost no power. Wear your mask in the name of Jesus. Wash your hands in the name of Jesus. God cares for his people. He's not going to let no more come upon you than you're able to bear. Amen. The people, they had a testimony. And that devil, he got tired of sitting out there and kind of by himself all the time. Couldn't see nobody. Couldn't go nowhere. He got tired of it.
Yes, Lord.
But he trusted and believed God.
Amen.
And God showed his love and care because he healed him.
Yes,
God
showed
his concern.
Yes,
that he cared for him.
Yes,
and that he cared for his people today.
Thank you,
he's making the way.
Yes,
he's making provision for us.
Yes,
amen. Yes, there might be some things that we don't have.
Yes.
But look at the things that you do have.
Yes.
Don't focus on what you ain't got.
That's
just look at what you got.
Yes.
Amen. Yes, there's shortages in some things.
That's
but there ain't no shortage in God. God will make a way.
That's
God will make a way.
Amen.
We just got to take God at his word.
That's right.
Trust God. Because he cares.
Yeah,
it's not just like he don't care about you. He knows what you're going through. He sees how they look low. He sees it all.
Thank
he knows already what we're going to face before we
even
and he's right there with
us.
Yes, Lord. He said, I'm the refuge and very present help.
Yes, Lord.
He's right there when you need him.
Yes,
because he cares for you. He said he never leave us. He wouldn't forsake us. He said, earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, and all that dwell therein. God's going to provide for us, saints. Don't give up on God. Don't
give
get despondent. Don't let negativity cause you to lose focus on God.
Amen.
Don't let negativity cause you to doubt God.
Amen.
That's the devil's job to get in your mind. And that's all he do. Walking to and fro, seeking who can he buy? Who can he get disturbed? Who can he get to throw in the towel? That's his job. But we got a job not to let him win.
Amen.
We got to believe God is know and believe in our heart that God cares.
That's
he done proved himself.
That's
think back over your life at the thing that God has already done for you.
Amen.
When he already brought you from.
Amen. Yes.
And think about it. Flashback.
Flashback.
From 2020 to 2021. That was a rough year. Yes, it was. But God brought us through.
Yeah.
He brought us through. He brought us through this.
That's
and he brought us through that.
Yes.
And he's still God.
Yes, he is.
He's still making the way. He did it because he cares. He did it because he's concerned. Cast all your cares on him.
Yes.
You go to the store and you don't see what you want, give it to God.
Give it to
God. And you'll get it by the next day. You'll get it. Somebody call you and give it to you.
Amen.
And don't give up on God. Don't sit there and let the stress come in and cause you to worry.
Go ahead.
Because you don't have this. Yes. You don't have no toilet paper. You ain't got no paper towel.
Yes.
Don't let that get on you. God will make a way.
Amen.
If we just trust him and believe it. These people, they had needs, and they wanted to get delivered from them.
Yes.
They got tired of the situation.
Yes.
Stop letting the devil put negativity in your mind that it ain't going to get no better.
No,
the devil is a lie.
It's
already better. Because it's better now than it was in 2020.
Amen.
It's already better.
Go ahead, Mother.
Oh, yes, it is. It's already better.
Already
might not
better.
Be 100.
Yeah.
But it's getting on up there.
It's already
that's
better.
Right. It's already better.
That's right.
And it's going to get even better.
Go ahead, Mother.
We just hold on and we just trust God.
Right. Put it out there.
Don't jump on ship. Let's say that God cares. We got to keep focus on who we're serving. We got to keep focus on who God is.
Yeah.
God is God.
Amen.
And besides him, there is no other.
There
ain't nobody else can do this but him.
Amen.
There ain't nobody nowhere but him. Searched all over, couldn't find nobody.
Couldn't find nobody.
So we can know God cares.
Yes, Lord.
And we got to cast it to him. Mm-hmm. Don't run your blood pressure up worrying. Don't have no stroke worrying.
Amen.
Just give it to God.
Amen.
He going to fix it. He going to work it out. That problem we got, that need we have. Yes, we all have a need. We all have something we need to be taken care of. But give it to God. We can't do it. Give it to God. If them people could have, the woman could have healed herself with the issue of blood, she wouldn't have gave the doctor all her money. That lady been about 18 years, she wouldn't have went that long, been over looking down at her feet. She just went up and took care of it. That man wouldn't have laid down inside that pool every day. He fixed it himself if he could have and went on about his business. Now, Bartimaeus, he wasn't just blind because he wanted to be blind. He wanted deliverance. That's why he called out to Jesus. He didn't care because they told him to be quiet. He was at the point like, I'm tired of this. I'm getting up out of this mess. And God heard him. Gave the man his eyesight because he cared about him. And that's what we got to realize the more. God cares for his people. And he's not going to withhold anything from us because he cares and he loves us. So we got to hold on. Fight a little longer and fight a little harder. You're going to have struggles. You're going to have trials. But stay with God. Trust God. Let your mind go back to what he already done. Don't worry about what might not happen. You just thank God for what has already happened. And you see those things turn around. People are troubled in their mind. They can't sleep. Sit up all night because they can't sleep. They're worried. Give it to God. He'll give you sweet sleep. Just give it to him. We can't handle it. Our shoulders ain't strong enough. Our mind is not strong enough. Give it to God. Cast all your cares, regardless of what it is. Finances, food, whatever. Give it to God. And you see, won't God work it out? Amen. He's working on it now. He's fixing it. And we just stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. Just step back and watch God work. Believe it. We've heard the reports. We've seen it. But don't let depression and anxiety cause you to lose focus on God. Because God is going to be there when you need him most. I'm coming in. But God cares.
But
you don't remember nothing else. God cares.
But
he's not going to neglect his people.
Yeah,
God
amen.
Bless you. Pray my strength in the Lord.
God bless you, Mother.
Yes. Praise the Lord. We praise God for his word.
And now let's call on Evangelist Sheila Hameen to do the invocation and also to bear witness to the word.
Amen. Praise the Lord. What a soul-stirring message. Amen.
Yes.
God cares. Hallelujah. Maybe there's somebody right now feeling like nobody cares and nobody understands. And I want you to know that God cares. If you will only just give him a chance at this time, let us put our minds on the Lord and let us pray unto the Lord. And if you desire to be saved, if you want to cast all your cares on the Lord, you can do that right now. You can ask God to forgive you, and the Lord will have mercy, and he will save you. Hallelujah. With our minds on the Lord, let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we come to you right now, humbling ourselves before you, asking you for mercy and for
muted.
Grace. We thank you right now, Lord Jesus. We thank you for how you blessed us, Lord. We thank you for your precious word. Lord, we thank you for your messenger on tonight. We ask you to continue to bless and anoint her, Lord. We ask God right now that you will look down on everyone who's listening right now. Oh, Heavenly Father, we pray, God, that you will forgive the sins, Lord Jesus, and that you will save souls in the name of Jesus. Oh, my God, we come to you and we cast all of our cares, all of our problems, all of our troubles on you, Lord, because we know that you have the power to do everything. You are able, my God. We are asking you to heal and deliver. Oh, my God, move by your power right now and send your anointing, Jesus. Destroy the yokes of bondage. Destroy every evil spirit, Lord God. Break the chains, my God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, Lord God, send on strength and send on power. Oh, Lord, encourage our hearts and help us to continue on, Lord. Sometimes we get a little weak or discouraged along the way, but strengthen us where we're weak, Lord, and encourage us to help us to go on in the name of Jesus. Lord, we ask you to continue to bless us in this convention, oh, God. Lord God, move throughout the entire weekend. And everyone who's listening, receive a blessing in the name of Jesus. Whatever blessing we stand in need of, spiritual, natural, whatever the need is, you know all about it, Lord. And we're looking unto you. We're depending on you, Lord. We need your help. And we need you, Lord Jesus, to carry us through. Not our will, but let your holy will be done. Lord, bless your people everywhere. Bless us, Lord, and help us to do your will. God, help us to minister according to your will. Have your eternal way. You, Lord, to bless our leaders one by one, Lord God. Bless their families, oh Lord Jesus. Bless the congregation in the name of Jesus. Lord, remember all of those who are on the prayer list. Oh, my God, one by one, name by name, every prayer list, even around the world, God, we are asking you to move on them, Lord Jesus, and that you will save to the utmost, deliver in the name of Jesus. We believe you, Lord Jesus, and we are taking you at your word. Oh, God, we believe that we have the petition that we are asking in this prayer, and we count it as done. And we just want to thank you, Lord, for your goodness and your mercy toward us. We thank you for being patient with us, oh, God. We thank you for your loving kindness toward us, oh, Lord. We thank you for hearing us and coming to see about us. Lord, we praise your name. And we magnify you, Lord. We lift you up, and we give you glory and honor. All the glory and honor belong to you, Lord. And we ever praise your name, Lord Jesus. We thank you tonight for how you've been with us. And we ask you, Lord, to let your presence remain with us. And, oh, God, have your way in each of our lives.
We believe it right now. We count it as done, and we thank you for it. We ask all of these and other blessings in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord. We thank the Lord for that prayer. And also, we're going to thank the Lord for having our president and our vice president online with us during this Sunday school convention. We'd like to hear first from our president and following him, our vice president.
God bless everybody on the line.
God bless everybody.
God bless.
Amen. Thank God for this 46th annual Sunday School Convention. Amen. We thank God tonight for the word coming through Mother Biggs. Amen. She preached out of her soul. God cares.
Amen.
So, very uplifting message. Mother, God speaking tonight. God is speaking to people. Let them know that he cares. God's for you.
Amen.
Oh, yes, God. Yes, God.
Amen. Glory to God.
Yes, and that's something. Give him his
strength.
Yes, Father. Thank you, God. Yes, Father. Yes, Father. Thank you for that word. Thank God for the
anointing. Amen.
I want to say, keep doing the will of the Lord. Amen. Keep on working for the Lord. God, he's with you. Amen. That's a power stirring message tonight.
Amen.
Can that lift people burdens? Oh, yes, God.
Yes.
Jesus. You just keep on doing God's will. Thank God for you. I thank God for you. Amen. We thank God tonight for this. Amen. 46th anniversary. Annual Sunday School Convocation. Amen. We thank God also for Mother Lily Tyler, Journal Superintendent. We thank God for her. Also, we thank God, amen, for Pastor Marshall, Northern District, Southern District Overseer, and for his companion, for the host pastor, Pastor Jerry Bennett, host pastor, and his wife. And we thank God for all the people of God tonight. Every pastor, every mother, every evangelist, the missionaries, the deacons, everybody. We thank God for it. And I want you to be encouraged. Look up. God is with his people. Amen. It ain't going to be like this, please. Amen. This thing is about to come to an end. Amen. God bring, God. Bring everything back into order. It's just like the message came tonight. It ain't going to be like this always. Amen. Things are better. It's better than it was 2021. 2029 has already gotten better. Amen. So let's just keep trusting in the Lord, looking unto the Lord. Yes, wash your hands, wear the mask and all that, but remember one thing. God cares, and he's the one that's taking care of us.
Amen.
So keep trusting in the Lord. Keep looking to Jesus, who is the Alpha and the finisher of our faith. And also thank God for that message coming through Evangelist Pastor John this morning. God release our blessing. Amen. That Evangelist morning, she preached out of her soul. And that was the Lord speaking through her also. Amen. God have encouraged our hearts to continue to go on and do his will. And I want to encourage the people of God to continue to look unto Jesus, the Alpha and the finisher of our faith. Remember the message tonight. God cares. When no one else cares, God cares. And he told us to cast all our care upon him, for he cares for us. Amen. And he will supply all our needs, according to riches and glory, by Jesus. Amen. So let's look unto Jesus. Put your trust in God. Amen. Keep looking to the Lord. You don't have nothing to fear. Amen. We have nothing to fear because God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of love and of power and of a sound mind. Keep trusting. Lord, keep looking to Jesus, who's the Alpha and the finisher of our faith. God bless you, Mother. God bless you. Continue to pray for me. God bless you tonight. God bless you. Church back in the hands of the superintendent, Mother Lilithal.
May we hear from our vice president, Pastor Marshall.
God bless you tonight, saints. God bless President Pastor Jackson,
Mother Tyler, thank God for this 46th Amen. Annual Sunday School Convention. We thank God for all of our elders and pastors. Thank God tonight for the word of God coming from our own Daniel Diggs tonight. Amen. Step by step. Amen. You laid it out as God gave it to you. We're so grateful how God, amen, spoke to us tonight. And this be here. God cares. And there's really no more to be said because God has spoken tonight. God cares.
Amen.
Amen. Whatever the situation, he cares tonight. We're so grateful. We encourage you, Daniel. Keep preaching. Keep looking to God. Keep trusting. And all of us as a whole, because as the evangelist mentioned, God declared he would suffer us to be tempted above that we were able to bear. And with the temptation, he will provide a way of escape that would may be able to bear it. God bless you tonight. Thank God for, amen, the host pastor, Pastor Bennett, tonight's companion, all of God's people. Let us continue to look to God. Pray my strength in the Lord. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Thank you. We're glad for the word of God that came forth and the remarks from our officials. Now, it's the Jesus Lord's will. We'll ask for our announcements.
Praise the Lord. And we'll ask for our announcements. We'll ask for our announcements. On Sunday, on tomorrow, Jesus Lord's will at 5:00. Also, Sunday, 11:00. And 7 p.m. teleconference. Temple the Lord's will. Praise the Lord. Let's continue to pray for those that are absent, those in our prayers, those on the prayer list. Lord, call each and every one of them by name, but the Lord knows who it is. Let's keep them in our prayers.
We thank the Lord for those announcements. We can do the Lord's will and now turn the remainder of service into the hands of our speaker tonight for last sayings and dismissal.
God bless you, Mother. God bless you, Mother. I did want to mention to the saints, I don't know whether any saints or the secretary have been in contact with Ellen Crockett, but I've been in touch with his daughter. He is out of the hospital in that behalf, and he's doing much better. So let us remember him and his wife and family in our prayers. Ella Eugene Crockett. God bless you.
Oh, praise the Lord for that, Pastor, because we've been praying for him. Prayer's been going up, and we're glad to hear that he's doing better.
Amen.
Thank the Lord.
Amen.
Now, Evangelist Mother Biggs.
Okay. Bow hearts and minds with you. Lift our hands to the Lord to be dismissed.
Bless you, Mother.
Now, what I said.
Go ahead, Mother.
Excuse me. Now, what I say unto one.
Now, what I say unto one.
I say unto all.
I say unto all.
This call is over being recorded.
Watch.
Watch.
And pray.
And pray.
And pray. God cares.
God bless everybody.
God bless everybody.
God bless everybody. Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank God for that beautiful service, our annual Sunday School Convention. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you tuning in on tonight, and I pray that you were blessed by the service. That was a soul-stirring message that the mother brought forth, letting us know that God cares. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That was very encouraging to my soul, and I hope that you also are encouraged by the word of God to know that God truly does care. And at this time, I would like to just give a few announcements as we usually do. We are expected to be back on broadcast Sunday afternoon at 3:30 p.m., be the Lord's will. And if you would like to listen to the broadcast by radio,
rather by going online. The online website is www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One, O-N-E, School. Again, that is www.blogtalkradio.com/My Kings Service, Title One, School. And if you would like to send a prayer request or want to put someone on the prayer list, you may text 410-209-7503. Again, that number is 410-209-7503, and you can text a prayer request. Also, you can reach out to us by email, and our email address is prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. Again, prayerworksministry100@gmail.com. If you care to dial in to listen to the radio broadcast, that number is 319-527-6763. And we ask you to please continue in prayer for all of those who are on our prayer list. We are getting reports. Many of the names that have been put on the prayer list are doing much better. God is blessing. God is healing. God is answering prayer. And the names that we have on our list, please remember Rita Turlington, Andre Crispo, Andre Marshall, that the Lord would bring him back. Pastor Marshall's brother, Arnold Bird, Geraldine Taylor, Mary Acetti, Sarah Ann Maddox. This person is bereaved. And remember the bereaved Walker family, Julie Dixon, Michaela Keon and family, Janisha and Olive family, Bertha Penefa, Frank Perino, Cassie Colliers, Robert Berry, Sam Anderson, Crawford West and children, DeMarcus West, Larry West, and Lee County Administration, Minister Troy Johnson, Elder Jerry Paldo, and family, Mr. Wade, Paul, Evangelist Martha Colbreth has a Hope Ministry that she sponsors or rather hosts on Wednesdays. And if you would like to call in, you may dial that number at 602-580-937. And this is on Wednesdays at 6 p.m. And the access code is 567-2574. Also, Missionary Myrtle Huff and Missionary Rebecca Ingram host the Power of Prayer, Power Prayer Line. And that number is 978-990-5373. The access code is 3469155. And these are ministries that are hosted throughout the week. If you find that you need more word, more prayer, you can certainly tune in to any of these ministries. Again, Evangelist Martha, that number is 602-580-9377, access code 567-2574, 6 p.m. on Wednesdays, and on Thursdays at 6 p.m., Missionary Rebecca Ingram and Missionary Myrtle Huff. Power prayer line 978-990-5337. Access code 3469155. Also, Elder Barry Johnson is on YouTube. You may go to the website and type in Elder Barry Johnson, and his YouTube channel will appear. Also, Pastor Robert Huff, the pastor of New Hope Temple Church of God there in Lousville, not Lousville, but in Hamlet, excuse me, North Carolina, where Mother Linda Diggs is also from New Hope, who preached that beautiful message on tonight. Pastor Robert Huff has a radio broadcast on WD, like in Daryl, E, like in Eddie, X, like in X-ray, 1340 or 1430. So that's WDEX 1340 and 1430 in North Carolina. Minister Emmanuel Hoges and Evangelist Carolyn Jones team up with Evangelist Annette Bradley on the Prayer News Network Global, which is also on the Blog Talk Radio broadcast. But to tune in to her network every night, 9 p.m., dial 339-209-6891. There's no access code, just dial 339-209-6891. Amen. Praise the Lord. And we do thank God for this broadcast, and we thank God for each and every one of you, for your love, for your support, and for your prayers. And may God bless you continually. Our Sunday school convention will be continuing on tomorrow at 7 p.m. And if you care to dial in, you may do so dialing the Grace Temple teleconference line, and I'll get that for you and give you that number as well. So you can certainly listen in for the remainder of the broadcast. And that number to dial, let me pull it up, is 720-740-9840. Again, 720-740-9840. And the access code is 1827631. Again, 1827631. And you are welcome to join us for the remainder of our annual Sunday School Convention. Praise the Lord. I'm looking forward to tuning in once again on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. And I ask that you continue to pray for the broadcast, pray for our ministry, pray that the Lord's will be done and that God will ever have his way. And again, I just want to express to you how much we appreciate your love, your support, and your prayers. And we truly thank God for each and every one of you. And bear the word of God in mind tonight and know this, that God cares. God cares for you. God loves you. And that word, I can't help but keep reflecting on it, how it blessed my soul tonight, how the mother, she just began to gesture, and she began to lay the word out so beautifully. And I'm so thankful for what the Lord spoke to us on tonight. And I those words are just resonating in my heart, and I'm taking it in for myself, and I'm asking you also to take the word of God in for yourself. May God bless you. This is the conclusion of the radio broadcast for this evening. May God bless you, and may heaven smile upon you.